The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
here. Hey, watch it, watch it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
merchantable, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Well, hello there, everyone. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for Tuesday, September 2nd.
2008.
How you doing? See here. And with me, as always, my love, my woman, my main squeeze, Il Quinjena.
Hail and greetings.
How you doing, husband?
Good.
Doing all right, are you?
Mm-hmm.
What you do today?
What I do today?
Yeah, what you do today?
Just worked.
I know. It's just blowing your mind that a man is asking a woman how their day was.
My day was fine, but it would have been better if I was with you.
Aww. Now you're getting all mushy.
Would you like some sugar with that mush?
And you know, Jack doesn't like the mush. All right.
I like oatmeal.
Mush, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, throw a little strawberries in there, a teaspoon
brown
of sugar.
Nah,
I like regular sugar. I'm not
okay.
Outside of like cookies, you know, being baked into the batter, and so I'm not real big on brown sugar, really.
Okay. It's your bowl of mush. You can have it any way you want.
Any way I want?
Yes.
All right. First thing we need to do is change the bowl of mush into a pizza.
Okay.
No. Then it's not mush. Well, unless you like throw a pizza into a blender, then it becomes mushy.
There you go.
All right.
Mushy pizza.
There you go. It's starting to slip into my movie voiceover voice, and I doing it in tribute to the man we're about to talk about.
Because in the world of Norath, Jethel Silverwing has his own show. They've lost their freaking minds.
Yes, after 25 years of being in the movie promo voiceover business, Don LaFontaine, a man whose voice is probably more recognizable than most pop singers, has died.
Oh, no.
Yep. He died this morning of a pneumothorax, which is a collection of air in the cavity surrounding the lungs, so basically the lungs can't expand. Basically, he suffocated.
Movie trailers are never going to be the same.
Nope. God, I got to look it up, but this guy got like $14,000 a word.
Wow.
To do those voiceovers. Something like that. I'm going to have to look it up, but it was some ridiculous amount per word for voiceover work.
Can you imagine getting paid per word, not by the hour? Oh, my gosh.
I'd like it.
Yeah. I'm sure you would.
Of course, if Online Gaming Radio was paying me by the word, I'd be like, the Jethel Silverwing Show. Hi there, everyone. Good night.
Don't be mean.
I'm not being mean. I'm not getting... We're volunteering for this.
True.
We don't get paid for this stuff, folks. That's why they, you know, don't pick on me when I get a little raunchy on the air. Like, what are we going to do? Tell him we're going to dock his pay? You people wonder why Delmon is the way he is? Because he's not getting paid for this crap. Yes, Delmon, I get paid.
What?
I get paid a lot. And I get paid by the word. Wait a minute. We got to do this right.
In a world where they pay Jethel Silverwing to actually pick up a microphone, Delmon's head explodes.
There we go. No.
You know, messy.
That would be rather messy, I think. Yeah, I think that guy who used to do the micro machines, John Machida, I think he actually got paid by the word, too. But, you know, not as much. Anyway, movie promos will never be the same. Don LaFontaine, rest in peace. They probably buried him with a microphone. Well, they probably will bury him. You know, died today. I'm sure he's not in the ground yet. At least I hope not.
Well, no.
And to tribute Don LaFontaine, we're going to play a comedy skit here by Pablo Francisco, where he goes off and starts talking about how weird it is that Don LaFontaine's voice is in every movie promo. So we're going to go ahead and play that, just be a few minutes. So here we go. Pablo Francisco on Comedy Central Presents.
Romance, desire.
That was the funniest voice, man. This is a crazy voice. That voice, you can take any topic, regardless of what it is, and make it cool, you know?
In the city, you must fight to survive. He sold tortillas on the corner. And the mob wanted in.
I don't know who this guy is, but I want him and his tortillas. Dead!
He had one chance, and his chance was the fight back. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Listen to me. These are my tortillas, and I'm not going to do them out here. You have to get out of here. They're trying to kill you.
And music soundtrack by Aaron Neville.
You better watch out. They're going to take your tortillas. You better get home.
They didn't know who he was.
Mijito, who are those men who came here? What did they want? Listen to me. And don't listen to me here. You have to get out of here. They're trying to take my tortillas.
One man, one solution. Arnold Schwarzenegger this summer is...
No!
Little Tortilla Boy.
You guys did excellent. Take care!
Yes. I don't know. Maybe they should, have Pablo Francisco start doing that stuff. I mean, him or, God, I can't think of the guy's name, but the guy that did the voice for Space Ghost, Coast to Coast?
Yeah.
He does a very similar voice, too.
Are you sure it wasn't the same guy?
I'm sure it's not the same guy. He actually did a comedy skit fairly recently, actually, parodying himself. What was he on? Oh, the Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Ah.
He was on Aqua Teen Hunger Force parodying himself, and he kept going off... LaFontaine gets $14,000 a word. I can do that. No, and he's like, in a world where... He's like, tell me that's not the same thing. In a world where we're climbing a tower up to a spacecraft above the Earth. Yes, anyway. That's all I'm saying. But we do have a birthday to announce. One of our listeners, Renzi from the Antonia Bale server, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing this correctly. Renzi tells me that they're turning 19 tomorrow and was wondering if they could have a visit from the birthday trolls.
Did you pay them last time?
Shh, they don't know they're supposed to get paid.
Okay, well, slip them a, you know, halfer or something.
Oh, Theoden is saying that the actor's, the Space Ghost actor's name is George Lowe. George Lowe. All right. So anyway, Renzi, Antonia Bale server, turning 19 tomorrow. Here is the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to Renzi. Happy birthday. And of course, we have breaking news from the Antonia Bale server. I don't know if it's happening all over Norath, or I'm sure the servers would be down and they'd be fixing it. But
I think it's just on us.
Probably just on Antonia Bale. But apparently, the boat between Butcherblock Mountains.
Maiden's Grace.
The Maiden's Grace,
which runs between Antonica and Kylon Plains,
is missing.
Da-na-na. I blame Freeport. I was out there. Their boat is running.
The Freeport boat is running.
Each harbor master in Antonica and Kylon Plains thinks the boat is in the other place. I talked to Harbor Master Braun, and he's currently positive that it's over in Antonica, and Hoppy went over and talked to the one in Antonica, and she thinks it's over in Kylon Plains. But there goes the Freeport boat.
Well.
I think Lucan's got a hand in this.
Quite possibly.
It's either that or Clump sank it because he got on it. I don't know. But it's missing. So if you're needing to go to the Kylon Plains,
get a port.
Out of luck.
No, well, no. Not really out of luck. You can go to Sinking Sands by way of the carpet. And then, no, actually, that just brings you to Gorrowind.
Well, there's a port. There's a portal in Gorrowind that they can take.
There
you
is.
You have to go into the city.
I didn't know there was a portal to
Yeah, it's up on one of the other platforms up there, but there's a portal right to it.
Ooh, I got to find that.
And, or a warden, you know? Druids, we're needing you. Big time.
Don't say that. Now they're going to start charging like they were in EverQuest 1.
Well, at this point in time, we might need that. Because if you're trying to get over there and you can't, guess what?
But you're giving them ideas.
Well,
stop giving them ideas. We don't need to give those wardens any more ideas than they already have.
What about the Furies? They can do it too.
Well, I don't know.
It's druids in general.
Druids.
So anyway, if there is any enterprising druids, you might want to go park yourself at one of the docks. If you're in the Antonica server.
Yeah, so just sit there and go, hey, I'm going to open a portal as soon as I get 20 plat. Come on, cough it up. What are you going to do, go all the way to Freeport?
You dong, ding, dong, dinged. What's the past tense of dinging? It would be dong, wouldn't it?
I got a huge dong, but anyway.
Yeah, you did the other day.
Yes, I actually hit level 78. I dinged 78, so I'm going to give myself a ding. So let's see here.
Really?
There it is. I just dinged myself. At least I didn't ding the car, right?
Yeah, that's good.
I think dinging my car anyway, might be an improvement at this point. possibility of it having a cracked head at this point. I don't know. I don't know. I'll just keep running it until it dies. Hopefully I won't be too far from home when it does.
We'll bury it.
It's not like we have to go far to bury it. Just got to drive it off the side of the road.
I know. There's plenty
Lose
of
it in the ditch.
Mm-hmm. Never be to be seen again.
We do have to give one big ding to our allies. The Legacy of Honor.
Woo!
Legacy of Honor. Dung to level 80!
Now I even got him saying dung.
Dinged. They went ding-a-ding-a-ding, ding-ding-ding, ding-a-ding-a-ding. They went to level 80.
Somebody's having the attack of the abilities.
In a world.
But my question is, how did we allow them to get to level 80?
I don't know. They started sooner than we?
Bastards.
Hey, we're doing pretty good. We just hit 65 and we're on our way to 66, you know?
Yep, we hit 65.
We're halfway to 66.
You ever notice that, like, we always seem to get, like, the first half of the level really quick? And then it takes forever to get the other half?
I don't think so. We're all pushing to get 70 because I think people want the island.
They want the island.
That's another thing.
I don't know. I don't know about that island. If it's as big as people are saying, it's going to be too big. What the hell are we going to do with it?
You could have the biggest orgy on...
That's right. When
history on AB, you know?
When the Legion of Kithagor get their island, it's going to be... We're going to have an open invitation orgy. But no trolls.
But we seem to be doing really good as far as accumulating the status we're going to need to get everything. I mean, I think we have 16 pledged. Mm-hmm. And as I'm doing writs, my personal status is growing. So when it gets up there higher, I can donate more. I'm up to 7,000. I said I'd pledge 4. I can pledge 5 now.
Nice.
No, I'm not giving it all, but, you know, I'm pledging quite a bit. So, I don't see us having a problem getting the status.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at the coin that we've got so far, and there's been a couple of us that's donated at least 50 plat right off the bat.
I got nothing. I don't have more than 2 plat at any given time.
And I've noticed that, you know, my sales on the broker aren't as strong as usual. I mean, maybe,
of course, because people
I don't know if anybody else is noticing that, too, but...
Well, of course not, because people want to sell. They don't want to buy right now.
True.
They want to sell. They want to get the money to get their guild halls.
So that's going to be a problem.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know if anybody else out there is noticing the problems with the sales on the brokers, or is it just me?
They're hoarding.
So let's see what we got in the guild fund right now. We have 253 plat right now. I wish we could deposit status.
Well, that's not going to work. I mean, when we have the guild fund, we can do that at the hall for the, you know, escrow. But, you know, if we don't go for the big island, we're going to probably regret it somewhere down the line. Unless they do implement the fact that you can get 75% back of your escrow that you put in when you bought the place, then that wouldn't hurt so much as far as coin goes. So just have to wait and see. I mean, we could do all sorts of things out there. Think of all the role-playing. Especially with the creature creations, you know, you can call up mobs. We can have the castle taken over, and everybody has to come defend it in the guild or something, you know? I don't know. Just fun things. But I'm just not certain. I mean, we'll just keep plugging away, but I just don't know where we're going to come up with the extra coin, and I don't want to hear go on raids. I've read that, you know. If you go on a raid, you can make all this extra plat. You know, I've been on a couple raids. I don't come back with squat.
Exactly.
You know?
No, neither do I. It's a waste of time.
So I don't understand when they say, well, if you do these instances or these raids, you'll come back with all this money. It's like, from
right.
who? Yeah, I'm farming shinies. I pick up every friggin' shiny I can get my hands on, okay? I've gone and I've picked up pages in zones that was selling pretty good. Maybe I'll make another run through there and pick up a few more. Those were, they'll go into pretty good. Any masters that we get, you know, the guild has first use to those. I'm sorry.
Just
won't sell them. I'll give them to somebody in the guild before I will sell them.
That's the way it should be.
And let's see. I've taken Crema out, and she's now 32 necro. Did that over the weekend. I wanted to get her into some newer clothes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, she was at that stage. She's kind of fun. I'm impressed with the Necro class, I'll tell you that. She was able to take on three. I can't take them more than one at a time.
Well, an EQ1, a high-end Necro, was basically unbeatable.
That's true.
I'm not sure how they are in EQ2, but in EQ1, they'd kick your ass without you even seeing them.
She is pretty frigging amazing. We were doing, I had to get owlbears.
Mm-hmm.
I could round up quite a few, and I think my max was six. After that, I couldn't keep up the drain.
Mm.
Well, the thing is, you know, she drains their life force. And that heals her, and then she uses her heals to heal the pet, which is her tank, or whatever. It's cool. I'm getting to like her. Would I give up Elquin for her? No, Elquin will always be my main, but I'm really liking playing her. And she's a cute little thing.
She's a repulsive ball of evil.
She's cute in red and black.
Evil! So what is this?
I think eventually she can heal other players, can't she?
Heal other players? I don't know if a Necro can heal another player.
Well, I know she can pull health from herself to give to somebody else, I believe, eventually. Not right now, though. All she can do is heal her pet. But, yeah, somebody said Necros, yes, so, yeah.
Oh, I think I just found the portal to
Crylon Place. She can heal herself from the mob and then heal some other player. I like that.
Well, I just found the portal to the Crylon Plains. It's at the very top of Gorlin.
Yeah.
So you have to take the elevator all the way up, and then you got to take one of the rail cars. What the hell am I thinking of?
Well, one of those things that go up and down.
No, they go side to side, actually. It's kind of a ski lift type of thing. Yep, and I'm on the beach at Crylon Plains. Unfortunately, you can't go back.
No. Eventually, they're supposed to have some more ways of getting back and forth from Crylon Plains back to Gorwin.
I mean, what happens if a low-level person comes out here by mistake?
They did take the restrictions off of that, I believe. At one point in time, you had to be a certain level to use it. So.
Yeah, there was a warning on it when I went to click on it. You know, that only the bravest of warriors may pass or something like that.
Yeah, but it allows people in Gorwin a different way of getting around.
Well, they kind of have to. I mean, Tamora's Deep and Gorwin are pretty much isolated.
Well, I'm looking forward to Game Update 47, especially since there's supposed to be some more ship bells, like at the Thundering Steps that will take you into Antonica.
Oh, that'll be good.
And there's just going to be more bells going around, and I think they're moving the... I'm not sure if I really like that or not, but they are moving the Sinking Sands carpet to Kellithon itself.
Oh, that'll be good.
So, yeah, but, you know.
Well, we got to get to announce another ding. Mousa from the Antonia Vale server has dinged level 80 Sage. Now, Sage is a trade skill, right?
Yes, they do spells.
There we go. So we got a trade skill ding for Mousa.
Mousa? I thought it was Mousa. But, you know, my pronunciation really sucks.
Nah, really?
Yeah. What else was coming in 40? Oh, yeah, the Void Storms. You can still, When 47 hits, there isn't going to be any more creatures that you can fight at the Void Storms to get shreds. But you can still turn in your shreds for the little notey things, which are notes of appreciation. Mm. And you can still buy rewards. And I think I heard that they're bringing back all the rewards that they had. The ones at the beginning to go with what they've got now. Because I guess some people missed out on some stuff. So, that's cool.
Alrighty. And of course, they're saying Vexar is coming.
Yeah, remember that zone?
I was in Vexar and EQ1 maybe twice. And I hated it both times.
What'd you hate about it?
I just didn't like it. Just bad experience. And I don't know, maybe I was just in a bad group or something like that, but I just did not like it.
Well, I never went did too bad in there.
I think the thing I didn't like about it was crowded. I don't mean with people playing. I mean, there was no room to go anywhere. I mean, you couldn't hide anywhere. There was
there was no safe spot.
There was no safe spot whatsoever. And, you know, you just turn a corner and bang! Dead again! Anyway, so who knows? Maybe the Vexar and EQ2 will be better. We'll find out. I wonder if it's going to be underwater like it was in EQ1.
Of course, it's going to be at the bottom of Lake Ill Omen where it was before.
Excellent.
I can't remember what I've done in that zone. I mean, I went there a few times, but I don't know. It was interesting.
Delmon says that Vexar separates the men from the boys. Where does that leave the fat bastards?
Up on the entranceway.
Unable to get inside, is that what you're saying?
Well, they can stand up there and look down.
God, now I'm just getting that vision of the time that Peter from Family Guy tries to create a pro-fat movement. So he gets all these fat people together and they come into the room and they all sit down in their chairs and all you hear is and the creaking of the chairs and stuff like that.
I remember that one.
It was funny.
So, anyway.
Oh, I'm getting a pronunciation from our little dinging sage. It's actually Mas-U.
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 Mas-U?
Mas and U.
Mas-U.
Mas-U.
Am I still saying it wrong? I'm saying Mas-U.
Mas-U.
Ooh.
Mas-U! So.
Yes.
I hate shows where we don't have any guests. We gotta come up with stuff Why? To talk about.
Well, you're doing the hunting quests out here in the Jocelyn's Wastes, which I think is good. It's a good quest. It's It will make you tear your hair out a little bit because he keeps telling you, go out, well, get me 10 more of this one and 10 more of that one and da 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 da. But like I was telling you last night, if you combine his quests with some Ritz.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it'll be easy.
Check my Ritz out here while I'm on the docks. You were saying that we'd be able to see.
Well, because it doesn't matter what rhinos or kitty cats and stuff. I mean, it's any of them. I think, unless he does get into more Pacifics later. It's been a while since I've done this. Okay. There's a shiny, and I have two animals that are going to aggro me, so I'm going to befriend one and make it attack the other one.
Pun?
What?
It's aggro.
Aggro.
You keep saying Argo.
I don't know.
Well,
and I'm going to make off.
Are you
shiny.
With Are you with Jason trying to get the Colossus of Roe?
Yes.
She's
so anyway,
the
while they're fighting,
she's one
I'm going to take
Agronauts.
Off. I just love that. And they can fight it out. By that time, I'm long gone. I'm terrible. Terrible.
It's not what surgeons are saying. Oh!
Whoa!
Anyway. Why is this Faye calling me a child?
I don't know.
Mickey, thanks, dearest child.
I'm like three times your age. Jethel's an old bastard. You gotta walk around and go, oh, I'll get you, you freaking goblins. Where's my cane?
Boy, I'm having a hard time finding any cactus out here.
Cactus.
There's another thing I've noticed this past week.
Hmm?
It's either I'm becoming really lucky or they've tuned up the chest drops. A bit.
They have been dropping quite a bit lately.
And I'm not talking the little wooden ones. I'm talking the ones that step up from the little wooden ones.
We got... Shoot, where were we? Crypt of Agony the other night. I was with Clump and Morian in Trinity.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We got an exquisite chest to drop off of like a nothing.
Mm-hmm. I've had exquisite chest drops off of... Well, the last one I had... was off of my favorite animal that I like to hunt, which was a, you know, sperm with teeth.
Nasher.
Nashers. I like those. But anyway, yeah, it was cool.
Yep. So I don't know. I don't know what they're doing with the chest, but I kind of hope it continues.
Yep. Okay, then I'm not the only one. I also got one of the LON... promotional cards this weekend. I made Ullman's Day because I started to tease him with it. But I ended up giving it to him.
Oh, aren't you nice?
You know, he really plays. I just collect. But, you know, I that little parrot on my shoulder, I had to have. LON's got a little tourney pack for $10. And you get this neat little parrot that sits on your shoulder. You get three booster packs, and then two more promotional cards.
And do you go around going, yarr?
Yarr. No, not yet. Because I'm not really a pirate here, but
yarr.
I have my little pirate bird. Yep, there it is. I mean, for $10, it's really worth it, because you get a loot card, you get, three boosters. I mean, that's the price. Three boosters anyway, about $10.
I want paintings. The large paintings.
Oh, I know, but they're hard to find, hon.
Everyone should pitch in and give Jethel one of the big paintings.
Well, I've got a few of the in-game cards that drop, and I need to go see if they're worth more on the broker, just selling them outright, or if I can trade them in the card game.
Hmm.
And see what I can get you. That's how I got your Stein. It's by trading stuff.
The Stein of Recollection.
Yeah. If you go into the trade area, you can see what the paintings are and how much somebody wants for it.
Mm.
It depends. You know, sometimes you can get a painting on a good deal, and other times it's they want too much for it, I think. So, oh God, we don't need gems in this game.
That was fun, though. I used to like playing it while I was like waiting for the boat.
Yeah. Well, we've got the Giddler Goblin guys.
Yeah, but they cost us money.
Well,
bastards.
Yeah, but you can win money.
Those guys teased me with a five out of six, and I haven't gotten crap since.
They need to loosen up that lotto machine.
You know, somebody won not too long ago.
I know, but they need to loosen it up a little more.
Make it so you can cheat, but risk being arrested or something like that. That'd be cool. That's something I still say. God, did I mention that when Hrothgar was here last week? I think it'd be kind of cool, like, instead of getting banished or
put in jail
or killed and stuff like that, if you're in the opposite faction of city, to put in jail for a certain amount of time or be able to, like, bribe your way out. I think that'd be kind of cool.
Different mechanics, yeah. I wouldn't want to cheat at Lotto. I just want to see a little bit better odds. I mean, if you get 5 out of 6, you only get, what, 25 gold? Come on.
That kind of sucks.
Come on. Should be a little bit better.
Where is the Lotto guy in Krylon Plain? He was here.
On the docks?
Yeah,
I've never played on the docks.
Yeah, there's a guy out here, I think. Pretty sure I've seen him out here.
Played on the other docks waiting to come out.
Of course, our member Fallen Rain was like the first one to win it on the Antonia Bale server.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't?
No, I think he was like the third person or something like that.
I don't believe you.
Well, when he's back, you can ask. He's having computer problems still.
He still hasn't gotten that thing fixed, or she?
He had to send it back, the motherboard.
Oh, wow.
And he's got the other motherboard back. So it's just a matter of time.
You know what I rediscovered recently?
What?
Sour cream and onion potato chips.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the regular ones. Give me the Ruffles, you know, the one with the ridges and stuff. I don't like that. And this was a great bag. I mean, I've gotten some bags where it's just like, oh boy, this is just, you know, just a little bit of sour cream and onion flavor in there. It kind of sucks. It's kind of bland. But this one that I just finished off right before we went on the air, that was a great bag.
So, you're going to, you know, put it in a shrine or something? I mean, it was the holy bag of chips.
Let me see here. Hold on a second.
Uh-oh, I hear the jelly beans complaining.
This episode of the Jethro Silverwing Show has been brought to you by Ruffles Sour Cream and Onion Potato Chips. Remember, if it's not Ruffles Sour Cream and Onion Potato Chips, that's just a potato. Woohoo, foresting. I'm cutting some wood. Why do I continue to buy all this redwood lumber? I started collecting it when you were going to be making those dividers for me.
You're buying it?
No.
Collecting it?
Harvesting it.
That's fine. Keep harvesting it. You're going to need it eventually.
I am?
Yes. You work wood, don't you?
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. Then you're going to need it.
Well, fine. Yeah, I've got 278 redwood lumbers on me right now. I know, it's nothing compared to what you do, but
you'll use it. Trust me.
Hey, here comes our traveling gnome. The traveling gnome merchant. Let's see what he has today.
He never gets anything good. I just got a chest.
Woohoo! Well, Elquin has a great chest. So I don't know why she wants more.
And it's a regular treasure chest, and I got a swashbuckler spell.
Woo!
Insight.
Cool.
Do you have any swashies in the guild?
I don't know. Let's see. First, we're going to get our asses kicked by all our swashbucklers. What do you mean you don't know? Drell's not.
I think Drell is past that. She's got just about all of her spells anyway, I think. Adapt 3. Wow. Or Adept 3, however you say it.
Let's see. Chan-Li, Drell's not.
There's another chest.
And Rastoon.
And it's just a little Alchemist, Volume 79. A little wooden chest.
So the chests are dropping.
The chests? I got 2 tonight.
You have 2 chests?
What in the hell is this guy doing out here in the field?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Watcher Sergeant Goyle, or G-R-O-L-J.
Well, I don't know. Kill him or something.
No! He's like level 80, one up.
So what?
Heroic.
You can take him.
Okay. He's probably for a quest or something.
He must be destroyed.
Well, I don't know. Let me try. I'm going to have to get...
If you really want to.
I have to get to a different angle here or I'm not going to be able to do it because I got stuff around me. But
okay, we're going to take we're going to take down a little music break here and see what we got. If anyone has any requests, by all means, go ahead and say something in the chat channel. Oh, and by the way, tonight I'm going to be uploading some people had emailed me wanting a edited or work safe version of the Epic Mob song that I released last week or the week before. And I have edited the Epic Mob song and I will be uploading that tonight. And I say tonight only because I forgot to do it earlier.
So there.
Well, that's all I have to say about that woman.
He's dead.
You killed him.
I killed him.
He had 13 children.
I doubt it. He was a ghost.
Descendants.
And I got ancient chaps of battle.
Got chapstick?
No, ancient chaps of battle.
Any good?
No.
I see how you are.
If they didn't have the stupid little skirt on it, then maybe.
Oh, I know. I don't like those either.
I know. It's not a bad-looking set, really. I don't like the skirt.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can understand that. Okay, so you're going off for a ride, then?
Yeah, I'm thinking about heading over to Nariak.
Nariak?
So, yeah, Nariak's... Or Nectulus Forest, sorry.
Well,
you know, I'm lousy.
Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and take a music break. We'll be back in a little bit.
Tank and he doesn't seem to
I got my pants around my ankles. The girls ain't sleeping. Gotta keep it low. Clicking keyboard does the talking. LCDs softly glow. Then I see,
buddy, did you wanna broadcast this?
I couldn't believe my eyes.
And I got you in cyber sex,
but this was not the first time. Texting, my friend's gonna grill me.
Flushing dizzy,
my girl will kill me. One-handed felon,
a cyber sex misspelling guide.
Flirting, dancing, my mojo working, my hand typing, nice and slow. There's someone shouting at me. There's some things he didn't need to know. Has he?
Buddy, did you want to broadcast this?
I couldn't believe my eyes.
I caught you in cyber sex,
but this was not the first time.
I knew he'd gonna go fly.
Cyber sexing, wrong channel texting.
Why are you up so late?
Just something to happen in the game. That's
all. Again.
No, we were on this dragon.
Doing it again. Who is she?
Buddy, did you want to broadcast this?
This was not the first time.
Okay, I've decided to stop all that, and I'm going to sing live here. We had a request for Epic Mobs, so let me set this up. Boop, boop, ba-doo. We just need to get the lyrics up here. And we're going to do Epic Mobs live. Let's see here. There we go. Okay, so Epic Mobs.
When you're exploring the lands, take care, all my friends. One false move, your cover's blown. 'Cause when you're all alone, traveling far from home, you could wind up royally boned. I was resting my feet in the thundering steeps. A crater with nose within. A strong gust of wind sent shivers all through my skin. Then he dove down to do me in. Rip out her feet, the living shit out of me. He goes down and picks me up in his beak. And big mom that I dread, all he left me for dead. And you see them turn tail and flee. Well, I went down to Everfrost, excited and lost, getting drunk and picking fights. I dove in head first, well, things couldn't get worse. Then reality took a big bite. Dragwing beat the living shit out of me. He gobbled me up while I swam in the sea. Epic bomb that I dread, oh, he left me for dead. When you see them turn tail and flee. May I miss more feet, the living shit out of me. Oh, he sunk his fangs in, and he started to feed. Epic mob that I dread, oh, he left me for dead. When you see them turn tail and flee.
Holy crap!
Magazine beat, the living shit out of me. Fired me up, for my grin to see. Epic mob that I dread, oh, he left me for dead. When you see them turn tail and flee. All of these epic mobs beat the shit out of me. None of the count, give a 1, 2, and 3. Epic mob that I dread, they left me for dead. When you see them turn tail and flee.
Kill us all.
Yeah, Stark Health Wizard. Boy, I wonder where Elquin is. We better go. I think we better go check in and see how Elquin's doing on our ride here. Let's see. Let's get a live feed from Nectulus Forest going here. Let's see.
There is nothing more relaxing than a nice ride in Nectulus Forest. Well, the road's a little twisty and turny, but you gotta watch where you're going, but that's okay. I just love it. Oh, look, a shiny! My poor little bones. Oh, look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to land on your bones. Oh, ow. Oh, that's stuck. That's stuck someplace I don't want to talk about. Oh.
What?
Yeah?
What is that?
Oh, I don't know.
Is that what I think?
It probably is.
Is that one of my bones?
If it isn't, I'm going to need a cleric.
Oh, joyous day.
Yeah, well, maybe for you.
My bones. You found one of my bones.
I think it's more like, one of your bones found me.
If you give me my bone, I'll offer you this doohickey and adventurer drop near my hunting place.
Okay, look, Drewby, I'll try, okay? It's like really, really stuck.
Oh my. My bones.
I am never going to walk again, right?
I've never been happier in my entire life.
I'm sure, Drewby.
My unlife, that is.
Yes.
Here's the thingamabob I said I'd offer you.
Oh!
It's a good thing I have enough of these thingamajigs for each one of my bones.
Well, yeah. Well, let's check this out. Well, we're going to put this away for some me time later. Okay. Now, where's that horse? Oh, there you are. Come on, let's get out of here. All right. Okay. Well, all I can say is the next time I go riding in Nectulus Forest, don't stop for the shinies.
It's time for Ask the Drunken Dwarf! Right here on EQ Tuesday!
And down here in the mailbag, I am Cheese and Nibble Buns, and I'll be reading your questions to the Drunken Dwarf! Are you ready, Dwarf?
Yeah, well, I'm blind, stinking drunk!
Then let's get to the first letter! Dear Drunken Dwarf,
yes,
do these pants make me look fat? Signed, possibly too much junk in the trunk.
Oh, well, let me see the picture she sent.
Here you go. Here you go, Dwarf.
Oh.
Ooh.
Baby, I don't think it's the pants.
Oh, Dwarf.
No.
Dwarf, come on now.
Hey, I gotta be honest with these people. That's what they expect from me.
Well, you don't want to be offensive.
It ain't the pants, baby. It's the pie you've been eating.
Oh, Dwarf, come on. You gotta be nice to these people.
She wanted my opinion.
Well, I know, but come on, man.
There's only three little words that's gonna make me think it's your pants that's making it look that big.
Well, what's that then?
Bring my ale!
Oh, coming up, Dwarf!
Bring the ale! Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you very much. Next question!
Dear Drunken Dwarf,
with
the Frostbale season on the horizon, everyone wants to know, has Cheez-It been a good Rotonga or a bad one? Signed, checking his list twice, care of the Frostbale instance?
Oh, Cheez-It, you're gonna get in trouble now.
Oh, come on, Dwarf, you gotta help me out here. You gotta make me look good in front of these people.
I know you want presents, but I don't think they're going to overlook the whole, you know, stabby thing.
Oh, Dwarf.
You know, you did put 7 people in the hospital, you know.
But it wasn't my fault.
Wasn't your fault?
Well,
hugging me like that? Oh, no!
Please!
Okay. All right, down to your question. Cheese, it has been a... What was that?
Merry Frostfall!
Holy crap! It's him! It's him! Oh, Jesus! Hide! Hide! He can't find you here! Hide!
Oh, dwarf, my good friend, are you home? Hello!
Hello there! Hello, Father Frostfall! How are you today?
Hello there, dwarf!
Oh, so nice to see you!
Always
thank
good
you
to
for
see you, dwarf!
Coming to my humble house!
You're such a good host,
so
dwarf.
Good to see you!
Hey, now, down to business!
Yes, sir.
Down to business. Now, I understood by my magic snowball here that...
Magic snowball?
Someone was about to tell a lie!
What? A lie?
You wouldn't know anything about that now.
Who, me? No, not at all.
Of course not.
I wouldn't think about telling a lie, especially about one of my friends.
Oh, I knew you were a good man, I didn't think you'd be telling a lie this close to Frostfell.
Of course not, no.
I cost you a keg of ale.
Oh, yeah, of course. I was just going to tell everyone about how Jesus stabbed and put people in the hospital.
Oh, that Jesus.
Get down there.
What was that?
Nice to see you again.
Thank you very much.
Come
again,
on, get back in there. Nice to see you.
Goodbye,
thank you very much.
Goodbye,
Father Frostfell. Goodbye.
Merry Frostfell.
All right, Elkman's back from that ride through neck tools. Are you all right?
Oh, but I brought you something back, hon.
What's that?
What do you think? It's okay. A razor.
Oh, it's a razor!
Yeah, I thought I was going to give it to Cheez-It, and, you know, he might like to use it on some unexpected Karen.
Razor, everyone. It was a razor. I have no idea what everyone thought it was, but of course it's a razor. What the hell was a ghost doing with a razor?
Taking a shortcut.
Okay, then. Kruwick says that it sounds vibrating.
Well, yeah.
Uh-huh. Can we hear that one more time?
Sure. I think it's a Norelco, too. Ooh. Okay.
I don't know. How about this one? That's mine.
Really? You already had a razor? What do you cut with it? You don't grow a beard. You trim your hair or something?
I do, actually. I shave my eyebrows off.
Hmm.
God, we're so wrong. Anyway. By the way, folks, if anyone does have one of these three-headed electric razors and you ever have the thought of just bringing it up to eye level and turning it on when it's like, you know, hasn't been cleaned in a while, not a good idea.
Did you have a little dust storm of hair?
Yeah, I had a little dust storm of hair in my eyes here. Ow.
Oh, hon.
Put that away for now.
Oh, boy, another shiny.
A shiny.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to pick up shinies at a full gallop again. That really hurt.
You got to admit, even without any innuendo about doohickeys and stuff like that, that ghost just sounds wrong. My bones!
My poor little bones!
Oh my, oh my, oh my!
He's a little halfer, what do you expect?
It was just wrong. It's wrong.
Poor little droopy.
You know what? I think that's a contest we ought to have. Find the most wrong NPC.
Well, that would be, well, he doesn't do it anymore, but he used to in Willowood.
Who does? Gather round, about ready to sing.
No, he's not wrong. He's annoying. No, Nathan Ironforge is not wrong. He's annoying. I'm talking about stuff like what we just played on that skit with that ghost named Droopy. Look, my bones! There's got to be other NPCs out there that just say crap that could be really, really taken the wrong way.
Of course, we always take it the wrong way, but that's just us.
That's our job, is what we do.
Well, there's that narcissist guy in
North Genos?
No, is it Starcrest Community?
Oh, yeah, isn't there a quest where he falls in love with his reflection or something like that?
Yes, he's narcissist.
I don't know, I can't remember. It's been a long time since I've seen that quest. I have no idea. I mean, it's been like, since launch.
And, Nettlebew, thank you. Yeah, and he sends you off into the bog to get him things so he can retain his beauty.
Of course, my
oh.
One of my favorite NPCs. What?
Mausus? M-A-U-S-U?
Masul.
Is out there at the Antonitica docks opening portals for free.
There we go.
On the AB server.
Well, that's awfully nice.
So there you go.
Yeah, he says it's for free. Then he pickpockets you as you walk by. That's just so wrong, though. My bone. So wrong. But yeah, I'm going to work it out. I'm going to work out the terms and stuff like that. But I think that's going to be our next contest. Find the most wrong NPC. We'll, open it up to, funny and weird. But, of course, if you find someone that completely takes the cake, I think that ghost really does take the cake, though. It's just, my bone! Okay, pal. Yes, it would have to be an EQ2 alone. Now, I will announce the contest next week. Next week, right here on the Gentle Silverwing Show. On Online Gaming Radio.
You're listening to Jethel Silverwing right here on Online Gaming Radio.
And no, you cannot say, and you can't choose yourself as something that's wrong. No, I want pre-recorded stuff from NPCs straight from, straight from the game. You can't say, I'm the most wrong person here. No. Because number one, I'm the most wrong in PC there is. Although I could be matched by Win-Win. I'm not sure. There is just something wrong about Win-Win. You know that. But that's okay. We love her.
We do.
Mm-hmm. She's cool. I like her. Anyway.
I love her pink hair. I'm so white.
I'm kind of.
She sent me a tell one time. What you do? Man. What's it doing, girl? And I was like, huh? What do you mean, what do?
The hell are you talking about?
No, it was something she sent me, and I was like, huh?
I've just been running around the docks here on Kalon Plains for an hour. Just doing nothing. I'm gonna port over to South Kinos. See, I've got my Call of Kinos, which puts me right in front of my old house, and I have my Stein of Recollection, which puts me at the bar in Gorowin. So I'm good.
There's ways to get around.
Yes, there are. You just got to know how. And I the problem I was having with the Stein at one point where I couldn't...
Unconnect.
You have to have at least one bar connected on this thing.
Ah, that's why you couldn't take it off.
Right, so that's why I couldn't take it off of... what's the name of that town?
It's the village out there in the
Loping Plains. God, I can't remember. Sunborn?
Yeah.
Sunborn, that's it. Yeah, I couldn't get it off of there for the longest time. It's like, God, why am I still coming here? Because you need at least one bar. So has the boy started school yet?
The 4th.
He starts on the 4th. It's on the 4th of December, September.
Yes.
You know, in a way, I do miss my school days. And everyone always says it's always the best time of your life and stuff like that. And sometimes I remember it that way. But there are other times where I'm just like, no. No. In some ways, I really would not want to relive my teenage years.
Yeah, I agree. Some of it was good, some of it was bad. Yeah. We never thought it would end.
I remember back in my day. I mean, hell, back in my day, the cool way of communicating was by CB radio. Do you remember CBs?
Mm-hmm. I never had one, but...
You never had a CB?
No.
You work for a trucking company and you don't have a CB?
Uh-uh. Wouldn't want one now anyway.
Why not?
No, I never
What happens have. If you get in trouble in your cell
phone? That's
what
we have. Like,
well, what happens if you don't have any bars?
I don't know. Pull off my shirt and flash people going by. Right, yeah. Help me on my chest.
Breaker 19. This here's the Unholy Ranger. God, I think the furthest away I talked to someone. See, I was in New Hampshire and I was talking to someone in. The hell was I to Florida? I think we had our across the street neighbor had a ham radio set up, and we hooked up my brother's CB radio to his giant 20-foot whip.
Wow!
And we actually faintly talked to some guy that was coming out from Florida.
Cool.
So that was cool.
No, I never got into that. I don't know why. I never sort of passed me by. Not that I didn't want to, I did, but I don't know. I think by the time, you know, I could have gotten set up with that stuff, everybody and their brother was on it. The channels were like flooded. Yeah, forget it.
Yeah.
You can always use smoke signals too.
Smoke signals.
Oh, Drell was telling me that the possibility that the reason that the boats are not working.
Mm-hmm.
I guess AB had a crash this morning.
Oh.
It might be a residual, but I still like my theory that Freeport has something to do with it.
Well, I blame Delmon entirely.
You think Delmon came over and stole our boat?
Absolutely.
Damn him.
That fat bastard.
I mean, I wouldn't be so upset if the Freeport one wasn't running, but no, it's working just fine.
Yeah, to hell with those Freeport jerks.
Let's see, what is my guild status up to now?
Wow.
Oh. 600,000 more and I'll have 2 million. Yay. That's to the guild.
I see.
It's a personal goal.
A what?
It's a personal goal.
Ah. So what else is there to talk about?
Well, don't you have any personal goals?
To live until I die.
I mean in game.
Oh,
how's your woodworking coming?
God, I haven't done anything really in woodworking besides, you know, getting the Ritz going there for a while now. Let me see. Trade skill, I'm a 66 woodworker.
See? You're working on it. You're getting there.
Getting there. Well, see, the problem is I never have any money, so I can't buy supplies.
Well, because you're such a fashion hog. You're always buying
I'm constantly role-playing. I'm not going out hunting.
Well, if you do the Ritz, you should be having enough money to pay for the fuel, so...
Yeah, but you need the initial money to pay for the fuel to begin with.
Well, I'll give you that, but you can't go spend it on clothes.
I'll go shopping how I want. Besides, my house needs to get done.
That's another expense.
I did manage to... To get enough, yesterday when you, me, and Drelzna was out in Jarzeth. I did manage to get enough to get myself a hot tub for my house now. Well, I put my hot tub as the second tub for the guild hall. Can you imagine the size of the hot tub we're going to have if we end up getting one of the castles?
Well, those things scale. They will be able to scale probably by that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But you don't want to make it so big that you drown when you get in.
We're going to have a gigantic hot tub.
Giant.
Now, once again, that was one of my suggestions that I made right here on the Gentle Sibling Show.
What, a bigger hot tub?
No, scalable stuff.
Wait, that's
when,
true.
When I predicted... The wall, the dividers coming in. I suggested that why don't we make it so they scale? We'll get bigger or smaller and stuff like, you know, and Domino rolled her eyes at me.
Ah, you are psychic. You are reading her mind.
Next prediction. I would like to think that I'm influencing. Hence why I'm in the influencer program. So I'm influential, apparently.
So what's your next prediction, though?
Ooh, a Jethel Silverwing prediction. Let me think. Let me get into my zone. Getting into the zone. I predict by the year 2000, we will have flying cars. No, wait. I predict Domino will say something about the dev team needing raises. Oh, look!
They do.
Damn, I'm good. Well, but you see, if the dev team gets raises, then they have to start raising prescription rates, or subscription rates, I should say. Of course, we really do need prescriptions in this game, like anything, you know. Hey there, I need my fix of EQ too.
I'd like to see him do more little pets since they've got Parrot.
No, I don't like fluff pets.
But he sits on my shoulder, he doesn't run behind me. And he doesn't quite sit on the shoulder, I think he needs to be lowered like just a few pixels. He sort of hovers up there.
Well, I'm going to teach your Parrot to say that you have a fat ass. That way you won't like him as much.
No, thanks.
And then you'll stuff him in your sack and you'll never bring him out again and he'll die of starvation.
No!
Oh, excuse me.
Poor little Parrot.
Yeah, I like the idea of maybe the Parrot talking. Or maybe saying something randomly. That would be cool. Domino, I know you're listening.
Do this.
Yeah, she said something in channel earlier, so I know she's listening. Do this. The Parrot should say random crap and insulting stuff to mobs in the area, like the nearest NPC to you the parrot will start randomly insulting them. I like that idea.
God.
So let's see. So if I'm right here, let's say Guard Ice Bear.
Guard Ice Bear needs diet.
Oh, no.
Or something like that, you know? That's what I think ought to happen. I think that the parrots ought to start randomly insulting people. No, wait, that could be a different parrot. We could have like a disgruntled parrot.
Well, you know something.
And then like every 100 times that he says something, the 101 time that he says something, it should say,
"What? Come on, the fat bastard doesn't know anything about everyone."
Oh, God.
Yeah, so we can have, like, faction parrots.
Oh, God.
If you're on Kino's faction and you're in Kino's, it randomly compliments someone. But if you're, you know, going around Gorwind or Neriak or Freeport, it insults them. That's what I think ought to happen. I mean, hell, you go around Freeport as a Kenosian and... You know, if you're a Freeport guy and you come into Kinos, the only thing you're going to hear really is, oh, you shouldn't be here. Nah, death to Freeportian or whatever. But if someone from Kinos goes to Freeport, you know, you're getting death threats. You're getting personal insults. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, did I smell something? Oh, it was you. You know, that kind of thing, you know. But I think randomly insulting parrot would be a really good thing to have. And don't make it an LON drop.
It is already, so there.
Randomly insulting parrots, now on EverQuest 2.
You heard it here first on the Jethro Silverwing Show.
You know, they brought this up on EQ Tuesday,
the fact that
if the house items can be increased in size, that might cure the problem of creating objects that are big enough for different races to sit on.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much why they're doing it, but I don't think they're going to be limiting the... of course, you know, if Domino cares to come on my show and elaborate on that...
You're picking on her again.
Come to the Jethro Silverwing Show. All the cool people are doing it. Wouldn't that be wild? Like, go to the SOE headquarters in San Diego. And you have, like, posters, you know, don't go on the Jethro Silverwing Show, it's not that cool.
Oh, God. They'll ban you for life.
Oh, God. Or they have, like, public relations posters. Be like, remember, when going on the Jethro Silverwing Show, do not talk about these topics. Yeah. Reddit number one, cyber sex. Change the subject immediately.
Oh, God. Well, this is PG-17, whatever. The game. We're not, but the game is.
Right, we're MA.
We're MA?
Yes.
Mature audience.
The Jethro Silverwing Show has been rated for mature audiences. Parental discretion is advised.
That's what I had to do. I had to redo the mature audience warning and make it like that, you know.
The Jethro Silverwing Show has been rated for a mature audience. Parental discretion is advised.
Haven't you done the Delmon's ending shtick yet?
I have.
You have?
Yes.
Have you given it to him yet?
I have not. I thought I emailed it to him. Let me check.
No, he played really happy trails. You know,
I thought I emailed it to him yesterday. Maybe he thought it sucked.
I don't know.
I know I gave it to Xanadai. She liked it.
Well, maybe she kept it. Maybe she's teasing Delmon with it. See what I have.
Let's see here. No, apparently I didn't send it to him. I know I sent it to Xanadai. Maybe I ought to play it and we'll get a thumbs up or a thumbs down from...
Should we do that?
From Delma. Sure, why not?
Okay.
Let's see here. I've got it around here somewhere. I just got to find it.
Hey, did you look under the chair?
Yeah, it wouldn't be under the chair.
Is it up to the desk?
Let's see, it's around here somewhere. Where the hell is it? Great, now I've lost it. Another show.
You should have put a sticky on it and hung it on the wall.
Again, I have to blame Delmon. Oh, here it is. I was looking for something labeled Delmon, and it actually says EQ_Tuesdays_trails. So I'm going to play this.
Like snail trails?
Exactly. Now, Delmon asked me to make an ending shtick for him, because everyone likes my ending shtick. Except he wanted it with happy trails, specifically telling me to insult the hell out of him. So, this is what I came up with, and we'll get a thumbs up or a thumbs down. I mean, I know Zan and I thought it was cool, but let's see. So, here it is.
This has been EQ. Tuesday once again. We'll be back real soon. Until then, won't you send all complaints care of the Delmon? He'll make sure to shred them all and then go on another EQ. Tuesday once again.
Hey, yo, this has been the EQ Tuesday Show.
Written, starring, and produced by The Delmon.
Fact-checking and information by The Delmon.
Multiple paternity suits received by The Delmon.
Recipient of the Fat Bastard of Norath Award, The Delmon.
Paying us to say all this weird stuff, The Delmon.
Aw, to hell with it. We all know the Xanadi's a whole f***ing show.
Yeah, Delmon had to pay us to do this crap.
And it wasn't enough. I feel so dirty.
Yeah, no kidding. Can't even buy an ale with this.
Oh, what do you say, guys? You want to finish a song or what?
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah. All right, let's take it from the top here.
Send all your complaints to the Delmon. He'll make sure to shred them all and then go on another EQ. Tuesday once again.
I don't know. I thought it was funny.
I like it.
I love that.
Oh, the hell with it. We know Xanadi is a whole effing show.
Delmon's not saying anything.
I'm gonna start getting death threats from the Delmonites. That's the followers of Delmon. We're gonna call them the Delmonites.
How many are there? There's two, isn't there?
Well, there's Delmon and Delmon. Yeah. Delmon, we kid. You see, you go to EQ Tuesday to find out the pertinent information. You come to my show to, you know. Delmon
never
said
he
never authorized this. You know, if Delmon had his way, you know, we'd actually have to pay him a plat every time we said his name.
I know.
The Delmon.
No, now they want to download it.
Now they want to download it. There, see, no one wants to download my ending shit. Nobody wants to download mine, so... Written, produced, and recorded by the Delmon.
It could be Xanadu's ending skit.
You know, I made them in a... Are they using the opening shtick that I made for them?
Yeah.
They
I
are.
Think so.
Okay. So I'm at work. I'm at work during their show, so I never really get to hear it.
I mean, that was a while ago today, so I'd have to really try to remember. I mean, I think so.
Just remember, you can't handle the tooth. That's all there is to it.
So maybe next show we'll have more to talk about. Maybe the new update will be out.
Maybe.
Or closer to coming out.
Well, see, that's the problem with, in between... In between the updates and stuff, there's really not a whole lot to listen to.
Well, I think we get to start doing the world event of helping them build the guild halls out on the island.
That'd be cool.
Bringing them stuff. And the more you do, the better rewards you get.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think everybody's kind of waiting for that. Waiting that and the increase to faction status that you get from doing trade skills is going up.
Oh, that's good.
Instead of 150 for doing a rush order, it's going to be 300. That's the faction part.
So. I see. Now, this is something I wish they would do in EQ2 that they've implemented in EQ1. In EQ1, you can go in and say, well, anything that I get in my mailbox, for in-game mail, email it to me. And they do that.
Oh, it used to do that. I mean...
But the only thing I seem to be getting is, let's see, nice price for EQ gold at tradeforgame.com.
You know, I wish I could copy my email. You know, like there's things that people have written me that I need to send to, like you or Zan or something, and I can't. I can't forward it. I can't copy it. I can't do nothing to it. Frustrates me.
I agree. They should have a forward button.
Oh yes, and Delmon's all hot and bothered about no more God King eyes.
God King God eyes.
God King
what
is a in an instance inside Living Tombs, and then there's another instance inside Living Tombs, and I forgot it. But anyway, it's like three zones in to get to this God King, and you Silent City. There you go, and. In order to get into this very last part, besides doing the Peacock Line quest, I believe that's what it's from. I know I did it, and I'm still waiting to do that part.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, once you're in there, then you got to kill some more mobs for eyes to be able to open the door to get to the God King. Something like that. Well, they're removing that part. So
my God.
Maybe I can go sneak in, and it's gray, and I can just at least finish the quest that says I went in there. So...
Hmm. Well.
Yeah, every time they wanted to go kill the God King, they had to go farm the area for eyes. So, nice. I'm just more interested in sneaking into the zone and saying I'm here and having my thing update. I hope I don't have to kill him to update it. If I do, I'm just going to delete it. I'm tired of having it there. It's gray.
And I still say... Now, I mentioned it to Hrothgar last week, and I still say I want rangers to be able to wield two-handed weapons.
Won't happen.
I want it.
It's not gonna happen.
Matter of fact, I think I'm going to redo my ending shtick.
No.
And demand that rangers get two-handed weapons. I want my halberd back. I like halberds. Blades on a stick.
I have a quest called Wrapping It All Up in Silent City. I have to... It says, go to the Pillar of Frame, seek out the rock of someplace and inspect it. I don't know if that's supposed to be there or in Shattering.
Oh my God, I just got an email saying that I won 25.5 million dollars on a lottery in Europe that I didn't sign up for. Oh boy.
Isn't it great?
I'm freaking rich, bitch.
Yeah.
You know, when we first opened the store, one of our first customers was an old lady who got one of the first tricks like that. She lost everything.
Oh, no.
Yep. I warned her. I'm like, you know, I'm reading this letter that she got. I'm like, this doesn't
seem right.
I mean, did you actually enter this? She goes, no, I didn't enter anything, but they sent me all this stuff. And I'm like, I'm telling her, ma'am, you know, I'm not going to tell you what to do. You know, I'm not going to tell you your business, but this really doesn't seem right. I mean, this is before the scam. This is before it started getting big and stuff like that. And it wasn't even by email. Someone sent her a letter.
Poor lady.
Yeah, so she got taken for an entire life savings. I warned her. I said, this really doesn't seem right. Oh, well. I'm going to see my buddy, the Gigger Gibbler, the Gibble Gigger Goblin.
You know, that's why you don't have any money to go trade school.
All right, Goblin, give me the friggin' money! Hold my bow to his head. Give me the money! Show me the
I poked him with my sword earlier, hoping that maybe he'd make the boat show up. He didn't like that.
Now, what I generally do is I used to go hog wild on this thing, but I figure it this way. There, I'm done. I'll try it 10 times, you know, just use up a gold, basically. I will use up a gold, so that's either 10 tries or how many times, you know, if I get, like, you know, a small win or something like that. But when I run out of a gold, I'm done. That's how I play it now.
I usually just play till the boat comes and then I go. But the boat didn't come for quite a while and it still didn't come, so I quit. More playtime than I'm used to.
Yeah. So, that's that. You ever notice how the dog's name over here in the door to the Kino's Castle's name is Timmy?
Yeah, I noticed that. Timmy the dog.
And they changed the guards at the entrance of the castle to 85 epics.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been there for a while. I mean, all the way up to the top, you know.
Ooh, someone opened a portal over here. Where will it lead me? Hurry, before it goes away. Where's it going? Kylong Plains. I don't want to go back there.
You just came from there.
I just came from the Kylong Plains. Why the hell would I want to go back? The person in front of me is named Fufu Berry. I like that. Pretty new looking outfit, too.
Fufu Berry?
Fufu Berry from Exemplar. I don't know the person, just having to step in front of me. Anyway. I think I'm going to sing. There's nothing else really to talk about. Let me see here.
Well, Drell talked me into doing one of the... I mean, there's like two Heritage quests that I have yet to do. And I've... That's the one that you have to do out in the Sinking Sands with the army that shows up out there. I never did that one. And the other one was the Screaming Mace. And we decided we're going to try the Screaming Mace. And now I remember why I didn't want to do the Screaming Mace.
Why is that? Does it suck?
Waiting for these mobs to spawn in the... Where am I?
I don't know, where are you?
The Temple of Khazad-dûl.
Oh, I see.
And they're just not wanting to show up. We get placeholders, and yeah. It's not good. It's not fun. I've been out here before when other people were doing this, and, you know, I think I helped them for a while, but then I left, you know.
Alrighty, well, do you have anything, anything else? Any shout-outs? Any, anything you want to say before we just go to live singing and then I just change to, regular music?
Okay.
Nothing?
I guess to Surgeon for hitting 60 and getting all his wonderful armor that Tootle had made him, but
woo-hoo!
Now he's got to turn 62 so he can wear it.
Oh, God.
I don't know. Legion of Kithacor, you guys kick butt, and I can see us being level 70 in a short order. And that's about it, I guess. I mean, Xanadai, True Flight, Skyheart, Tootle, Mirror, and everybody else. How's that?
There you go.
No, I'm not going to get him a pet rock. He can get his own pet rock.
Alrighty. I'm going to go ahead and we're going to start... Well, I'm going to start singing live, so why don't you go ahead and click off your mic there.
Okay.
And we're going to do a few songs, and then we'll do the ending shtick, and blah, 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 blah. Again, if there are any requests for live singing or songs for after the show, let me know. I do already have a wonderful world lined up for after the show. So, let's see. I think I'm going to start with Addicted to Jump. Why not? What the hell? So far from home, you're a halfling out on your own. You're down to muffins in your pack. You started full, you had a stack. You got blisters on your feet. Your hands are shaking, you gotta eat. Your tummy crumbles, you tweak and fall. You're in denial, you're in withdrawals. Whoa, while you're round hunting or drinking your ale, oh yeah. You who get that stabbing like a sat on a nail. All your friends can see it, you're addicted to jump. At night, beneath the stars, you're bearing jum-jum in jars. Your wife left, your children cry, your horse kicked your behind. Then you lost your mind. You're in their book, your cravings have got you hooked. One more root will set you free. Oh, tasty chum-chum is what you need. Why you like it fresh or brewed into beer? Oh yeah. You who reek of that root can smell when you're near. All of us can see it, you're addicted to jump. All of us can see it, you're addicted to jump. Might as well face it, you're addicted to jump. Might as well face it, you're addicted to jump. Might as well face it, you're addicted to jump. Might as well face it, you're addicted to jump. You're on a raid, getting loot. You're daydreaming about that root. Well, beads of sweat roll down your face. You scream and run back to your place. We plan an intervention to get you on track. Oh, yeah. We found you an hour later in the garden out back. Shovel in your hand, gigging up John. All of us can see it, you're addicted to John. All of us can see it, you're addicted to John. All of us can see it, you're addicted to John. All of us can see it, you're addicted to John.
Well, she's into meditation, yoga, and martial arts, keen mind concentration, and lethal body parts. She's into chops and high kicks, she's got a tale to tell. She's got no time for losers, trolls, ogres, or ne'er-do-wells.
She'll buy the sword out of your hand with cunning, style, and grace. Just when you think she's done, she'll punch you in the face
and punch you in your place.
I'll kick out my car
without a weapon of potion.
Black widow bones and pop.
Who wrote your poetry in motion?
From Freeport City, looking evil left and right. She marched up to the front gate, clearly looking for a fight.
The guard saw she had no sword or shoes upon her feet. They stopped laughing when they fell. The road to Miskell's meet.
They got slammed around and beat.
I'll kick out her car
without a weapon of potion.
Saw she had no sword or shoes upon her feet. They stopped laughing when they fell. The road of Miskell's meet.
They got slapped around and beat.
I'll kick out her car
without a weapon of potion.
Black widow bones and palm.
Get your poetry in motion.
Just grab it all and scoot. You can wander off and then get aggro. You can tease the orcs, call them a bunch of dorks, seem like a jerk to everyone you know. You can bring a train in sunshine or in rain. Go pull an epic dragon, will be lunch. But if you swing the axe, I'll kick your little ass. You're just that kind of guy, I got a hunch. Don't steal my note, this routine is getting old. I've started cutting lumber, here you jerk. Too much time on your hands, and wood mountain and sands, they're going half as fast for twice the work. Ever frost, frozen ice, you never play nice. Start mining rocks right behind my back. The dam's in lumber too, you're laughing, being rude. I'm gonna turn around and kick your sack. Not just a pain to me, you're on hit list from A to Z. You're lining up to smack you on the head. Harvest the living hell, you're doing it just to sell. Everyone in the zone wishes you were dead. Don't steal my own, I'll rough you up real good. I need to make some arrows, can't you see? You're stealing all my rocks, every zone around the clock. Kinda makes me wish I played on PvP. Don't steal my tin, patience is wearing thin. We all like to beat you with a stick or tie you in a bag. You trade skill farming hag, throw you in the river and watch you sink. Don't steal my door just to sell it in your store. There's not a single node that you pass. You're underneath our skin, it's a fight that we can't win. We like to round you up and kick your ass. Woo-hoo!
Skeletons now are beating us down. Half
Patchwork Man.
It's killing me.
One more, I think, before we go to do the ending shtick here. The real story of how Elkman and Jethel met.
I'm looking for adventure in Everfrost snow. She strolled up to the campsite and here we go. She had a stonewood compound bow and a quiver full of death, you see. Our group had some room, so she joined right in. She killed so many goblins, it should be a sin. She took me by the hand, brought me to the twilight sea. She thinks my range is sexy, the way I kind of belong. She follows everywhere I lead. She's why I'm singing the song. I like the way she fights with swords in hand. She likes the way I sing with my parody band. Together we're a force to be reckoned with. Try us and you'll see. She thinks my range is sexy. We hunted western wastes in the plain of storms. Tag team big old froggies, well they had no warning. Barren dunes, ganging gardens, whoa, we really fired them all. We got into a rut, it was tedious and boring. Went for escape and it came to us one morning. It's to NORAD's future, we'll see, we'll be moving on. She thinks my range is sexy, the way I kind of belong. She follows everywhere I lead, she's why I'm singing the song. I like the way she fights with swords in hand. She likes the way I sing with my parody band. Together we're a force to be reckoned with. Just try us and you'll see. She thinks my range is sexy. She's on the west coast, I'm on the east. Fate can't keep apart these two, nor have the envies. She thinks my ranger. She thinks my range is sexy, the way I kind of belong. She follows everywhere I lead, she's why I'm singing the song. I like the way she fights with swords in hand. She likes the way I sing with my parody band. Together we're a force to be reckoned with. Try us and you'll see. She thinks my range is sexy. She thinks my range is sexy.
Hey, alright, that's it for this episode of the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
And I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheese and Nibblebuds!
Allman Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Deep Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Linkdeath. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Alcoholic. sensitivity seminars by Mandy Feldersatch. Add noted contributions by three badgers, two giant rats, a four-pound jar of jelly beans, a package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday night at 4 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for me, Jethel Silverwing, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elk Vagina, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.